For the past month and a half, Democratic State Representative Tom Nelson and others have been trying to find ways to keep the plant open. Nelson says it was an emotional scene when the last machine was shut down.
Seeing these guys, you know, grown men with tears in their eyes, it was really intense. You can see it come to a head now where it's actually shut down. We're not talking about this in the abstract anymore. It's real. It's shut down. People can't go there to work anymore.
Nelson says the plant closing won't just put mill workers out of a job. He says for every paper mill job in the town, there are four other jobs that depend on the plant to stay afloat. Nelson has been working closely with the local steelworkers union, trying to find ways to convince the current owners of the New Page plant to either keep it running or find a buyer. New Page executives say they were forced to close the plant because cheap paper from Asia has undercut the price of what's produced at the Kimberly plant. Mill worker Tom Durst says the union is working with Senator Herb Kohl's office to try to address that problem.
Got an effort going on there to try to work with Senator Kohl, to work with him, you know, to facilitate helping New Page to get this mill running again.
Durst says the union plans to bus 100 workers to the New Page corporate headquarters in Miamisburg, Ohio next Monday for a mass informational picket in an effort to keep pressure on the owners. And State Representative Tom Nelson is calling for a special legislative session to show support for the workers and their families. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.